At the beginning of the show, I must demand, well, I'm not in a position to demand anything. I'm going to request the complete undivided attention of both of my colleagues here, Royalty and Belinda S. Because of this story that comes out of Philly.com, the entitled Good Vibes, A Hysterical Perspective on Sex Toys. I mean, you're not going to believe this. This is the history of the vibrator.
I thought women a long time ago were repressed.
Well, here's the deal. According to Cornell University researcher, which is in Ithaca, New York, that's where they make that ointment, by the way. Ichthamol? Anyway, this university researcher, Rachel Maines, said the first device, instead of just saying, ladies and gentlemen, vibrator over and over again, we're just going to say device, okay? Just to so it won't be too embarrassing to some people. The first device was invented in 1883 as a medical device. Doctors used it to give their patients, quote, pelvic massages, unquote, to produce, quote, hysterical paroxysm, unquote, as a cure for disease they called hysteria. Now, a couple of years ago, I told you on this radio show about the disease that we call hysteria. It was way, way, way back when thought to be an affliction that only happened to women. Only women got hysterical. And in fact, do you note the difference or the similarity between the word hysterical and hysterectomy? And that is because people believe that once you had a hysterectomy, the very thing that caused you to be hysterical was no longer there. It was all related to a woman's, ovaries, private, whatever. So that's why hysterical and hysterectomy sound so much the same, is because it was thought way back when that hysteria was a problem that affected females and it was caused by the female organs. Anyway, Belinda, you're not paying attention. I know you're not.
I'm all ears.
Anyway, the first device was used to give patients pelvic massages to produce this cure for a disease they called hysteria. Now listen, here's where it gets interesting. The device was designed to mechanize a job that doctors had been doing for years by hand.
Oh, dear.
By hand.
Nobody thought that was wrong?
The researcher from Cornell chronicled her findings in a book called The Technology of Orgasm. The real bombshell, she said, was that doctors have been giving women pleasure as a so-called medical treatment since the time of Hippocrates. By the late 19th century, hysteria was hitting academic proportions, with women complaining of paralyzed limbs, sudden inability to speak, and other bizarre symptoms magically relieved by a doctor's touch.
Royal and I just found something humorous in that.
Did you?
Doctors take the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm.
Well, yeah. But some doctors complained that the technique was difficult to learn. According to one biographer, Sigmund Freud tried to learn it, but never got the hang of it. But the devices, the battery, made the job much easier, though some of the early ones ran on steam, requiring doctors to shovel coal into the boiler. That's another euphemism we have now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go shovel some coal into the boiler. Anyway, they often had cumbersome but impressive power sources, and the business end looked like a ball or some other non-phallic shape. Doctors charged about $2 or $3 per treatment. The devices took a whole new turn when homes were electrified in the early 20th century. Advertisements for devices started showing up in magazines such as the Home Needlecraft and Women's Home Companion.
Doctors got paid to do that?
Yeah, $2 to $3 a shot. The devices advertised in Women's Home Companion promised a thrilling and invigorating experience that would restore the vitality of youth. Then it all came crashing down in the 1920s after somebody realized that devices could be sexy and started incorporating them into pornography. Suddenly, the medical establishment stopped using the devices on women and kind of put their hands behind their back and rocked back and forth on their heels, whistling and pretending it had never, ever happened at all. So can you believe that, you ladies out there? Can you believe that? That among the treatments you could go to your doctor for back when was hysteria. And your doctor would work his magic technique on you to produce, what did they call it here? Oh, I got to look it up. To produce hysterical paroxysm, to cure various diseases associated with hysteria. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll guarantee you, there is no other talk show host around that is going to bring you that valuable and fascinating information today. I know that you have been scientifically and culturally, what's the word I'm looking for, fortified by having this information. I'm sure that you ladies, this is what's going to happen, Royal, is that the ladies at the Swan House today are going to be talking about this. You go to the Swan House today, which is, have you ever been there?
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, okay. Well, Belinda, have you ever been to the Swan House?
Yes, I have.
That is the ladies' place. You know, the men have their men's grills at the country clubs. The ladies go to the Swan House.
Okay.
And I'm telling you that at the Swan House lunch tables today, this is what the ladies are going to be talking about. Did you hear about the history of your little friend in the nightstand drawer?